Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord we're able to be together again, and thank you for joining me as we continue a message I began Monday, living the life of the Spirit. What does it mean? It is so important for us, especially in the hour in which we're living, as times get darker and darker, the perilous times that Paul wrote to Timothy about. They're here, beloved. They've been here, and it's getting darker. But praise God, the light of God's presence and the light of the church is going to get brighter. And there will be, and you perhaps can see that. I mean, it's very obvious. Those of you who are up in years, you see the difference. I mean, there was always evil in the world, but now the distinction is much starker. There's a much clearer difference between black and white, if you will. I'm not speaking skin color, all right? I'm speaking colors between that which is of God, that which is not of God. There is there's the word that says multitudes are in the valley of decision. You can't sit on the fence. You're either hot or cold. It's impossible to be in neutral ground. There may have been a time when people could kind of get by with that, sliding through life, but that's not true anymore. There are factors, things occurring that are forcing us to make decisions and make a stand. What do we believe? What is our moral compass, our fiber, what are the beliefs that we possess? All this is what is coming to the front in the days in which we're living. So we need, as never before, to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. And God has given us the Word of God so that we will understand His principles. We will understand how God has dealt with man, how he desires to deal with man in this present age. When Jesus ascended back to heaven, obviously, those who saw him in the flesh, they couldn't see him anymore. But he said, I'm going to send one just like me, the Holy Spirit, the Comforter. And when he comes, he will endue you with power. And so the Bible is now the revelation of God. And they wrote down the things that the Holy Spirit gave them, the things that the very words of Jesus. And so we need to rightly understand in its full dimension the sufficiency of the Word of God to give us knowledge of all that we need in our time of mortality as we progress into eternity. The Bible is the now revelation of God, and it is all the church will ever need to do the whole will of God. That's true of you, beloved. While God does give revelation, basically those new revelations, they're just an unfolding of what is in the Word of God. I would be very suspect of something that was just brand new. Well, no, it's not in the Word, but it's just a tremendous revelation. Well, no, Jesus is the Word, and anything that is of the Holy Spirit of God is going to reveal Jesus more and more. In Him are hidden all the mysteries of the knowledge of wisdom and the secrets of the universe. He possesses all knowledge, beloved. And so God wants the revelation of His Word to be voiced today. He wants, that's why He allowed the scriptures to be written down, why He moved on holy men of old to be led of God's Spirit and to pen those immortal truths. And that's why we don't have anyone adding to the Bible today. That was very special in time. Just like I believe the Old Testament prophets were very special, they could not make an error. They had to be anointed of God. They had to be called of God. It had to be truly, thus saith the Lord, because those were written down by you know, they had assistants. They wrote down the words of whatever the prophet was speaking. And so these, they had to be inerrant. Whereas today, God still wants to reveal his will. And how does he do that? Remember we said under the Old Testament, there was the king, the prophet, and the priest. Well, the prophet spoke the will of God. Why? Because they and the mind of God. And of course, the priests, they had way back then, they had the Urim and the Tumim, and there would be a way of seeking God's direction in that. But basically, the people looked to these leaders to be able to understand God's will, to expound the scriptures so they could understand it. And so, when Jesus came in the fullness of time, he was the full expression of God's will. He was the very and is the very word of God. So God still wants the revelation of his will to be voiced today. We do that by preaching the word, by reading the word. We understand what his will is. However, he's also established the prophetic ministry as a voice of revelation and illumination, which will reveal the mind of Christ to us. And he would also use this prophetic ministry to give instructions and understanding to individuals concerning God's personal will for their lives. Now, notice that I said illumination, not an addition. The ministry of the prophet today, and yes, there are prophets today, it's not to bring any addition or certainly subtraction from the Bible. Any new additions accepted as infallibly inspired would be counterfeits. They'd be false doctrine. They would lead to and contain delusion. And instead, the prophet of the new covenant, and yes, there were prophets, we see that recorded even in Holy Scripture, the prophets of the New Testament would bring illumination and further specifics about that which has already been written. For example, I'm thinking of Acts, I'm not going to take the time to turn to it, but remember, they were praying and fasting, and the Holy Ghost said, what, by the spirit of prophecy among the convening of those elders as they were praying and fasting, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas for the work of the ministry. They were an apostolic team that was going out to minister the word, to preach the gospel. And so, I believe this is an age in which God is raising up a multitude of prophets who are anointed and appointed and who are honest, true, trained, and experientially matured. But of course, mixed in among this group will be found those prophets who are ignorant, they're immature, or even false. That's very possible. That's why we have to know the word. Nothing will contradict God's word. The only true salvation or remedy from the enemy's falsehoods is to expose the saints purposely and properly and in a correct scriptural fashion to true prophets, to educate them to know true from false, and to train them how to respond. And of course, all is undergirded, upheld, and based upon the Word of God, the written Word of God. Now, some of you listening, perhaps because of the way you have been educated, if you will, religiously, spiritually, or whatever denomination you could be in, perhaps, why, I don't believe there are prophets today. I certainly don't believe there's any such thing as personal prophecy. Well, beloved, you know, if that was the case, why would Paul say, you know, I was thinking of this because there are some that believe miracles, signs and wonders, all the things, you know, prophets, the gift of prophecy, all those things were done away with after the disciples died. And that would be true for miracles and signs and wonders. They just simply ceased. Well, you know, in a sense, under the Old Testament, there was the office of the prophet. It was a necessary function because people didn't hear from God personally as they do today under the New Covenant, because a New Covenant believer has the Holy Spirit dwelling within them, and they should also be hearing from God. Of course, God gave fivefold ministry to educate, to teach the word of God, so they would be edified, exhorted to grow up into the stature of a perfect man, as it says in Ephesians. But you know that passage that says, despise not prophesying? That you know, that is a very, very strong word. And let me read the actual reference. This is 1 Thessalonians, and it is, what is that, the fifth chapter. Verse 20 says, despise not prophesyings. Now, that's a very strong word. Do you know what that word despise is? I actually had to look it up. It means to look down upon, to despise, to look down on with contempt and scorn, to regard with dislike or repugnance. It implies a strong emotional response toward that which one looks down upon with contempt or aversion. That's what Paul was saying. Despise not prophesying. Well, beloved, you know, if that's the case, there's so much that needs to be taken out of the Word of God. We should just, above all things, seek that you may prophesy, right? Well, my goodness, that should be taken out, because that doesn't belong in today's church. That just belonged to the early church. Of course, I'm being very satirical right now. Unfortunately, they're doing that in a lot of Bible translations, taking out the blood, you know, the power of the Lordship of Jesus. But at any rate, beloved, yes, it is my belief and conviction, not only from Scripture, but also from a multitude of personal experience and those of many others in the body of Christ. It is a wonderful gift that is meant to edify, comfort, and encourage. But we're going to share a lot more on tomorrow's broadcast as we go a little further into this. I thank you for joining me, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. And if you have prayer needs, as always, I invite you to write and share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. Should you email, I will confirm receipt and pray. If you'd like a personal answer, please do share your mailing address. I love you, dear ones. I pray for you every day. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.